as we embark upon the next sugya. So we really get a double kiyum now, everything that we're learning. Because number one, we're learning, so that's in and of itself a kiyum. Number two, it's shloshim yom kind of a chag. We're not up to that sugya yet, but that's actually going to be a sugya a little bit later on. That vav, we spoke a little bit about it in Shul this past Shabbos, about the requirement of shloshim yom kind of a chag. I mentioned to the shul, the shiur to Nechemayr, that my wife pointed out to me at the Purim Seder that it's now Shloshim Yom Kor B'Chag. I don't know if she formulated it exactly in those alumnus terms, but she formulated that, you know, if the Purim's over, it's the Sadat Pesach's around the corner. So she informed me that my help is needed. So I said, what do you mean? I said, I've been preparing for Pesach the entire year. I've been saying Shurman by Rav Matze and Tashbisa the whole year. So she said something along the line of the equivalent in a nice way of Yesh Doresh V'Noam Mekayim. It's very nice to say Shtikl Torah about Bitul Chametz, whether it's a dinner of Hefker or not. But Tachlis, she must be start cleaning up. So most of wise, I don't think we want us at 6:30 in the morning. So I think we're still free, still good to go to learn. So we're about to embark upon another sugya, but it is really very much part of some of the things we talked about in the past. Because it's all part of the three-pronged statement of Rabbi Akiva. Just to review for a moment, Rabbi Akiva is the one who taught us that how do you know that the mitzvah of Tashbisu is on Erev Pesach, not on Pesach per se? Ach b'yom harishon, Tashbisu sovim batechem. According to the simple reading of the Chumash, Pshut Zerah Mikra, I would have said, on Yom Tov itself, you got to start getting rid of your chametz. So Rabbi Akiva said, it can't be, it's impossible. What led Rabbi Akiva to say it's impossible? Because since we all know, says Rabbi Akiva, that Bir Chametz has to be Sreifa, which, quite frankly, we don't all know. Rabbi Akiva said that's how we hold. Bir Chametz has to be Sreifa. And it would be inconceivable to burn Chametz on Yom Tov. You can't do that. That would be some kind of a violation of Hilchos Yom Tov. So put two and two together. It must be that the Kavanas Torah, the intent of the Torah was to do Tashbisu specifically before Yom Tov, not on Yom Tov proper. So when the Gemara analyzes this proof of Rabbi Akiva, so Rava makes a few observations about this proof. So one of the observations is the first of the Marmikamos, where Rava tells us, Shema Mina, we can derive from Rabbi Akiva's formulation of his proof, Lo Amrinan Hova Hutra Var Letzorach Udadam Shalol Letzorach, that Rabbi Akiva was of the opinion that we don't say the following principle. Just because lighting fires is permissible for food, so too it's permissible for other things. Now, the Gemara does throw a little bit of a curveball at us by using the word hoel. This is not really the halachic principle of hoel. This is really the halachic principle of what's called mitoch. So for some strange reason, Chazal here used, it's a synonym, mitoch and hoel are very, very similar to one another, but usually in the Olam HaTorah, the Olam HaYeshiva, so we wouldn't say hoel. If Yeshiva Bach would say hoel in this sugya, I tell him that he's using the wrong term. But in Chazal, they sometimes use the terms a little bit interchangeably. So for our purposes, to make life easier, we're going to call it mitoch. We're going to veer away from the Lashon HaGemara. But again, it's the same concept. We're not changing what the Gemara said. We're just changing the words because somehow, you know, traditionally, the word mitoch is what's describing what's happening here. Mitoch is the famous sugi we spoke about many times in Beit Tzedaf Yud Beis and Aleph, where the Tanoim had a machlekes about there are certain malachas that are permissible for ochel nefesh. The original machlekes was revolved around carrying. Everybody agrees I'm allowed to carry a bottle of wine on Yom Tov. Everybody agrees I can carry a box of chocolate to my host on Yom Tov. Everybody agrees you're allowed to carry for food, even though there's no way for that. That's Ochel Nefesh. Why not? Comes Beis Shammai and says that's all there is. That's all you're allowed to do. No more. You're not allowed to carry anything except for actual food, as it says in the Chumash, Ochel Nefesh. And Beis Hillel had a tremendous chiddush. Beis Hillel and Beit Tzedaf Yud Beis and Aleph teach us, Mitoch Shehutra Otzol Letzarech, since the Torah permits carrying for food, it also permits carrying for a lulav, for a shofar, for a sefer Torah, to push a baby carriage, to carry tissue, whatever you need, whatever is necessary. Mitoch shehutra l'tzorach, hutra namishalol l'tzorach. So that machlokes is between Mesha and Beisil about the parameters of the malacha of Hotzah spill over to Havar as well. The Gemara says in the same breath that according to Beshamai, you can light a fire, according to Beshamai, no question about it, if you need to cook. Now again, when I say light a fire, I don't mean rub two sticks and stones together, lighting matches. I'm not talking about that's a different problem in the Rabbah. I'm talking about, say, I already have a flame, I want to throw some more wood into the fire. According to Beshamai, if you want to up your fire a little bit in order to cook your soup, het the gomra yontif. But that's it. What if I want to light a candle to read? Beshamai says, Yechai Malkos for that. That's an Issa Deraisa. It's not Eichel Nefesh, not eating the book. Beis Hillel say no. Mitoch shehutra havar l'tzorech, hutra namish l'tzorech. Since the Torah permits the action of lighting fires for food, we can extrapolate, we can extend that to other things as well. So that's the famous famous machlokes in Masechet Beis and Dafyud Beis. Comes the Gemara Pesachim Dafei and says that machlokes now impacts on this discussion about chametz. Is burning chametz on Yom Tov a tzorech? You better believe it's not. It's very important. You're not eating the chametz, but it's pretty significant what you're doing. You are fulfilling Tashbisu, you're avoiding by Rabbi Motze, you're avoiding the possibility of eating the chametz. I would definitely put that up there with as important as reading, as important as pushing a baby carriage. So comes the Gemara and says that if you accept the principle of mitoch, then there's nothing wrong with burning chametz on Yom Tov. So how come Rabbi Akiva said you can't? Rabbi Akiva's whole proof, his whole formulation was, Yom HaRishon can't mean Yom Tov because the Torah would never have told us to violate Malacha on Yom Tov. What violation, what flagrant violation of Yom Tov would that have been to burn my chametz? It would have been covered by mitoch. Must be that Rabbi Akiva denies mitoch. Now, it's not startling to say that. There were many Tanoim, all the Tamini B'Shamai, there were hundreds of Tanoim who denied mitoch. So Rabbi Akiva happens to be part of that group. Because if Rabbi Akiva would have held for mitoch, then his entire proof would have been incorrect. His entire premise of his proof would have been flawed. Because, what do you mean? It can't be Yom Tov, because you're not allowed to light fires in Yom Tov. Who said you can't light fires in Yom Tov? It's the Torah Chayom.
That means Rabbi Akiva holds like
Beis Shammai? Right, we put Rabbi Akiva into Beis Shammai's camp. Right, which would not necessarily be terrible, because we know that Rabbi Akiva had multiple Rabbeim. Rabbi Akiva learned by Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Yeshua, another Tanoim. And at that time, Rabbi Eliezer himself was from Tamid Beis Shammai. So, you know, now we're looking kind of in retrospect, 2,000 years later, we want everyone to be in the Beis Hillel camp, but at that time, there were two very, very valid, some of the greatest Tanoim who we know were Tamid Beis Shammai. So it doesn't necessarily mean Rabbi Akiva was, in a sense, a full-fledged Talmud of Rabbi Shammai, but the fact that he may have had here and there a sheet of Rabbi Shammai wouldn't surprise us. So one thing that's very, very clear from this Gemara, that if you do happen to accept mitoch, which just happens to be us, those who follow Beis Hillel, we paskin Beit Steffi Beis, that there is a principle of mitoch, proof positive, we push our baby carriages outside the Erev. I remember when we lived in Washington Heights, so in those years, there was no Erev in Washington Heights. Forget about from one side of the heights to the other. There wasn't even an Erev on 187th Street. There was zero, nothing. So the wives of the little kids. Remember, it was really it was like the old style. So some of the people in the room probably don't even remember growing up in that world. But I think some of us, I guess I'll put myself a little bit of the old timers, probably do remember a world before Erev. I mean, I was a little boy. There was those things in Erev. Remember, I was about 11, 12 years old when the Erev was built in Riverdale. So I grew up my early years without the concept of an Erev. So remember, we lived in Washington Heights at first before there was any Erev whatsoever. It was Yamamish. I mean, the wives and the kids probably didn't move, didn't budge on Shabbos. But I remember on Yom Tov, it was a whole other world. So we were, Pesach Sukkot, no one was in the yeshiva for Yom Tov. But Shavuos, people were Rosh Hashanah Shavuos, but those in the Yom Tovim at the Bach, you know, the young couples would stay in the yeshiva. So I remember Shavuos was like a whole new world. And all of a sudden, you had all these mothers and baby carriages and all walking the streets of Washington Heights and the Fort Ryan Park. It was like a whole new eye opener. So that's right. That's what the Mishnah says. And according to Beis Hillel, you're allowed to do that. So we know we do that. Motzias it's a katan. Motzias a lula. Motzias a shul. We carry a lula. We carry a machs. We carry a talis. We carry everything on yata, even when there's no erev. So we paskin. Of course, there is a principle of mitoch. So if you put two and two together, that we paskin as a principle of mitoch, burning chametz on Yom Tov would be really important. Let's say, if you imagine, a person found chametz on Yom Tov. So, in a chenami, he probably should have gotten rid of the chametz before, no question about it. But he wakes up Yom Tov morning and he finds, I forgot that slice of pizza I was planning on eating the night before Pesach, I forgot to eat it. It's stashed away in the freezer there. So, a motzi chametz be Yom Tov. So, I would say that according to Beis Hillel, where we paskin, you should go run to burn that chametz right away. What is stopping you? What is inhibiting you from burning that chametz? So, the problem is, the Gemara is inhibiting us. The Gemara is stopping us. Because in the second of Mar Mekamos, the Gemara says in Pesach and Devav Amid Aleph, Amar Vida Merav, Hamotzi Chametz B'Yveisa B'Yantif, Koyfer Lovas HaKli. If a person finds Chametz on Yantif in the house, he should immediately cover it. By saying to immediately cover it, that is clearly implying that he should not be burning it. he should be covering it because it's very dangerous to leave chametz around the house. You may end up eating the chametz, and you have to wait till Yom Tov. The second you say Havdalah Matzah Yom Tov, obviously you better go get rid of that chametz. So the question is obvious. Why am I waiting till Matzah Yom Tov? Why don't I burn it now? So I just found that slice of pizza, just found a piece of cake, just found that piece of bread that I left over, forgot to get rid of that bagel on Erev Yom Tov, and now I find it on Yom Tov. What do you mean, Klepas HaKli? What are you looking for a pot to put on top of it and wait till after the other? Get rid of it now, go burn it now. What's stopping you? What's preventing you from burning it? Oh, it must be there's some kind of a prohibition of Yom Tov that's preventing you from burning it. Really? What prohibition of Yom Tov? Don't we paskin halacha mitoch? Doesn't the Gemara say black on white on the first of the Rambam Kamos? It's only Rabbi Akiva who held like Tamid B'Shamay, who didn't accept mitoch. Only that view prevented us from burning chametz on Yom Tov itself. But we, who pass like Beisilbo, we have no hesitations, no qualms about burning chametz on Yom Tov itself. So what's going on in Pesach of Davav Abinav? So this is not my kasha. This is the kasha of pretty much all the Rishonim. So Tosfos on the third of the Mermer Kamos addresses this very question. Tosfos in Ksubas of Zayin and Aleph. There's a whole sugi at the beginning of Masech Ksubas. It goes like from Daf Hei to Daf Zayin. A lot about Hucha Shabbos. Yom Tov gets in a whole long Megillah about it. Anything that it really came about so derech Agav into the sugi. The mother's talking about getting married on Wednesday night with the Beis Din with Motzi Dam Besul and Shabbos and Chavala, halang a Megillah, all about Malach Sheitzich Laguf and Dovah Shem Miskavet. Anything and everything you ever wanted to know about Hucha Shabbos is in those two plot of Masech Ksubas. So my youngest son is learning Ksubas in Yeshiva, so they're right smack in the heart and soul of that sugi. So he called me last night that to hack me about this taste, that taste, this rash, the whole thing, everything. So I always say that's the yeshiva bacher's way of learning Masechah Shabbos. Because in most yeshivas, so Shabbos is not on the agenda. It's not on the regular rotation of machzor or masechtas. So where did they learn Masechah Shabbos? They learned the first two daf in Masechah Ksuvas. They learned it. All the klal of Doshim is kavim, sekreishim, lachshim, tzilagufa, they learned shalom kavim. Okay. It's better to learn Shalom Kavim, not to learn it at all. Good, my time. So towards the end of that sugi in Ksubas, so Tos says the following observation. Umotzi chometz b'sach beisel, the aminim b'rakama de p'sachim, the kofal of kli, v'lo shemir l'sor from mishum mitoch. Tos already speaks the language that we do. They use the word mitoch. Tos says, wait a second. Why can't you burn this chometz? What's wrong with burning this chometz? Tos says, mishum da osu l'sor from midrabonon mishum mokza, da osu l'taltalo. Says Tosfos, you know why you can't burn it? Because of a total tangential reason. It has nothing to do with melacha on Yom Tov. Mitam melacha on Yom Tov, it's het hagomer to make this fire. The problem is, mitam hilchos mukta. Chometz is off limits. You can't use chometz, you can't eat it, you can't use it for anything. Anything that's completely worthless is like a rock. It's like a piece of junk, like a piece of wood, which is mukta on Shabbos and on Yom Tov. And the Efrat also says you can't move the chametz in order to burn it. In theory, if you can figure out a way to burn it without moving it, you'll be able to do it. But Lamais, it's not so practical. So the Efrat also says the only reason why you can't run to go burn it is because of a quirk, a tangential problem called Uchaz Mokza. But Mitam Alocha, it's Mutter. And what's the engine that's driving the Heter to do it? Mitam Alocha? Mitoch. Which is exactly what Agamar says. Rabbi Akiva said you can't do that because Rabbi Akiva didn't accept mitoch. We fast like Basila, we follow mitoch, so we're perfectly comfortable with burning chametz on Yom Tov, except for the technical derabbanan problem of Hilchos Mukta. But then Tosfos goes down a potential side route. Aval ein loymar. Whenever Rishon says ein loymar, so you know two things. First of all, you know that you have to give a lot of lumdus as to what that Ein Lomar was. If a Rishon's wasting our time, to so to speak, by saying that Ein Lomar, don't say this, that means that it wouldn't have been so bad. There would have been a lot of justification to say it. So let me explain to you why you can't say it. But that leads us to believe there's got to be a lot of truth in that Ein Lomar. That's why you have to understand it. And another thing, you can almost always be sure when a Rishon says Ein Lomar, that somebody else does say it. That means, I'm saying, don't say this, because I know that my friend in the yeshiva down the block is saying this. So it comes to Tosfos and says, well, ain't lying with the following. The Ayriki Shabitlo, Tosfos throws the curveball, throws us back to some sugars we spent a lot of time talking about this year. Tosfos says, maybe the Gemara in Ksubas is talking, I'm sorry, the Gemara in Pesachim is talking about a very, very limited situation, that the only reason why you can't burn that chametz is because there's no great reason to do so. Now, this is a throwback to Tosfos the Sheet, that Tosfos happens to hold, that the rule of Mitoch is not absolute. It's not that Mitoch lets you do anything and everything you ever wanted to do. Not quite. Says Tosfos, Mitoch, even Mitoch has a limitation to it. It has to be Tzorech Hayom Ktsas. There has to be some kind of a Yontif need. We spoke a little bit about this in the past. There has to be some kind of a Yontif need. Now, the Yontif need doesn't have to be so great. It doesn't have to be food. But it has to be a Yontif need. That's why if you look at the examples in the Mishnah Maseches Beitzah, the Mishnah talks about pushing a baby carriage and carrying a lulav and carrying a Sefer Torah and carrying a shofar. You want to extend it to you carry tissues. We can give a few examples of things that are necessary to be using. But if a person wants to carry for no reason, this is a throwback to what we spoke about last week, the Nesha Batala. Remember, we just spoke about this last week. Things that would have happened before Purim, seems like a different Google. But we spoke about this. According to Shittas HaTosfos, if you carry for no reason, Shaloi L'Tzerklau, or if you light a fire for no reason, Shaloi L'Tzerklau, it's in a Sagoma, Min HaTorah. So Mitoch is not an end-all system. We're going to see, hopefully, as this sugi develops, that others disagree. But Tosfos Sheet is that Mitoch has certain limitations to it. So Tosfos suggests the following fascinating elimer. Maybe the reason why the Gemara in Pesachim does not permit you to burn chametz on Yontif is because there's a malach involved. It's not muktzah. There's a real violation of havara on Yontif. Isn't it a tremendous tzorech? Doesn't everybody know it's very important to burn chametz? Not so important. I've involved with the chametz already. We have a rule, midaraisa v'bitul b'amasagi. I think we spoke about that rule once or twice this year. Midaraisa v'bitul b'amasagi. You don't have to burn chametz. Midaraisa, you can be involved with the chametz. Midaraisa, kol chamir v'chamir, finish, come on, the day's over. Midarabanan, you have to do bedika, you have to be here. There's a whole protocol what to do, but midaraisa, midaraisa, just be involved with the chametz. So Tosfos says maybe that's what the Gemara Pesachim and the Vav is talking about. I did what I was supposed to do. Erev Pesach, I took out my little card that says, you know, Kol Chamir V'Chamir. I said it, I have a Vatel Chametz. And now I find Chametz in my house in Yontif. Big deal. Min HaTorah, big deal. Min HaTorah, it's bottle anyway. Mit the Rabbanan, I'm not allowed to leave Chametz around. I'm going to come need it. All the different concerns of why Chazal Institute of Deacon be. Mit the Rabbanan, says Tosfos, maybe a mitzvah de Rabbanan maybe doesn't qualify as a Tzorech Hayom. It's very important to blow shofar, and very important to shikalula, very important to carry Sefer Torah, but it's not, quote-unquote, so important to do mitzvahs derabanan. I don't mean it's not important to do mitzvahs derabanan. What I mean is that on the level of deraisa, when we're paskening, is this called a deraisa, like a standard of tzarech hayom? So mitzvah derabanan doesn't qualify. So this is always a very fascinating question. I posed my question to Moshe Rabbeinu. I said, Moshe Rabbeinu, I want to make a fire in Yontif. So Moshe Rabbeinu says to me, why are you making a fire for? So I say, well, I have a very important need. And if the world says in the Holy Torah, Achashe Achol Chol Nefesh, Mishnah Beitza says, Mitoch is Mutar, as long as it's the Tzarech Hayom. So Moshe Rabbeinu asks me, so what's the Tzarech? So I say, I want to burn my Chametz. So Moshe Rabbeinu turns to me and he says, will you mavatli your Chametz already? I said, of course. So Moshe Rabbeinu quotes, I mean, as you could tell, this discussion isn't really happening, but in the world of Lumbas, it's happening. So Moshe Rabbeinu opens up Sachem Dav Dalar Beis and he says, Midaraisa b'bitul b'yamasagi. You said that word Midaraisa? That means I'm talking, it means the Torah speaking. Midaraisa b'bitul b'yamasagi. So I turned to Moshe Rabbeinu and said, but Beis and Aleph, there's a mitzvah b'dikin b'ir chometz. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, that's b'dirabonon. We never heard of dirabonon here. You're pasking a shal of deraisa. You want to know, can I make a fire midaraisa? And you're telling me it's a tzarech hayom midirabonon? That's cheating. That doesn't count. So Tosfos, this is the Tosfos all the Elohimah. Tosfos says, maybe one could have argued that the only reason why the Gemara frowns upon making a fire in Pesachim for the guy who finds the chametz is because there's no tzarech, because midaraisi already did bitul, and all there is derabanan. So Tosfos says, that answer is wrong. It's an Elohimah. And I'll tell you why it's an Elohimah, says Tosfos, to be come up on midirabanan mitzvah l'sarfo. Tachlas midirabanan, you have to burn it. V'havei tzarech hayoim. The mitzvah derabbanan not misharin and hechadika lemeir mitoch. Why is a mitzvah derabbanan not called a tzarech? I always give the following mashal. I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think Rav Mordechai Markus that was the one who first gave us this mashal. He said, "And I said, you want to blow your nose on Yom Tov? You're allowed to carry a tissue. You're allowed to carry a tissue. So you're going to tell me that a mitzvah derabbanan of bedikah and bir chametz is less important than blowing your nose? So if you ask Meshul Shemir, I want to carry a tissue to blow my nose. Head to go. Green light. You're allowed to carry the tissue. So kavu chomer, you're allowed to carry the tissue to blow your nose. You're allowed to make a fire to fulfill the mitzvah derabbanan of bir chametz even post bittul. That's what Taisus almost laughs at. He said, "Ein leimer." They threw it up as a straw man. One could have said such a tikkun Torah, but don't say it. That's what Taisus says. So we gave a lumdus to it. We explained the potential lumdus. Maybe the rabbanans are not called a tzarech, but now we have to identify. And who's the bar plukta? Who's the one who says the svara? The Ran says the svara. If you take a look at the fourth of the Ramakamos, so the Ran is the exact same kashas. The third line into the Ran, the middle of the line. He's asking the same kasha in the Gemara. Why aren't we burning the chametz? Listen to what the Ran says. Because you need a tzarech hayom. There's no tzarech hayom in Pesachim Davav. You know why? The Ran says five words. Because you already did bittul. But the Ran forgot that there's a mitzvah derabbanan of bedika. The Ran didn't forget. The Ran was not the Rishon to forget Bedikas Chametz. The Ran wrote Yo Big on the Aleph in Maseches Pesachim. So the Ran knew there's a mitzvah derabbanan and you have to do Bedikas. The Ran knew there's a mitzvah derabbanan and you have to do Bia. The Ran knew that Bittul is only Midaraisa Vitul Yamasagi. That very line says Midaraisa Vitul Yamasagi Bedikas Chametz derabbanan. So the Ran knew you got to get rid of this Chametz. And the Ran says, well, I'm sorry, we can't do that in Yontif. Because making your fire in Yontif for mitzvah derabbanan is not sufficient. The Ran is the one who says the V'ein Lomer of Tosfos. I mean, Tosfos preceded the Ran by about 200 years or so. But that svar that the Balei Tosfos rejected, categorically rejected, Ein Lomer, the Ran brought it back to life and says, yeah, Yesh Lomer. So according to the Ran, what do you do to our Marxist tissue? What do you think about? You're allowed to carry a tissue, but you're not allowed to burn chametz derabanan. So the answer is, right, 100%. You know why? When you ask Moshe Rabbeinu, I have to bring back Moshe Rabbeinu to this one again. I ask Moshe Rabbeinu, I said, Moshe Rabbeinu, I want to carry a tissue. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, great, what's the problem? It's a tzarech. We blow our noses in the midbar also. It's a gevalik tzarech here. Then I say, Moshe Rabbeinu, I want to light a fire to burn chometz that I was ready to mefatel. Moshe Rabbeinu said, I never heard of that. That wasn't given to me in Har Sinai. He said, so blowing your nose is an acceptable Torah tzarech. It's a physical tzarech. So that hasn't changed from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. So whatever is an acceptable Torah tzarech counts. A mitzvah derabbanan is not called a tzarech. I'm not saying you don't have to do mitzvah derabbanan. I'm not saying you don't have to read the begil. I'm not saying you don't have to light Ner's Chanukah. But you can't call that a tzarech in order to permit an issa deraisa of malacha on yantav.
The issa we've said that los osu minadavar is an issa in a Torah. So any of the derabbanan is really affecting
right.
So the Ran doesn't buy into that?
The Ran, whether the Ran holds that Los Sosser itself is the source of Mitzvah Rabban, that's a big one, like the Ram and the Rabban. What exactly is the source for Dinam Durabban? Everyone agrees you have to keep Dinam Durabban, even the Ramban, who held that Los Sosser isn't the source, he had other potential sources. So there's no question that to be a Torah practicing Jew, you have to keep Dinam Durabban. That was never up for discussion. But the Machlekes of Rishonim is, when we're Magdir, what's called a Tzorach for Deraisidic purposes, do we use the Torah's vocabulary, the Torah's dictionary, the Torah's definitions of Tzorach, or do we say that once Chazal instituted this is important, this becomes labeled as a Tzorach almost at a level of Derais as well. So that's a very fascinating conceptual machlokes between the Baal Yom Tosfos and the Ran. But Hayotzim and Advarim, both Lefi Tosfos and Lefi the Ran, what comes out is as follows. Let's say there's a real Tzorach to burn this Chometz. What do you mean, a real Tzorach? I didn't do bittul yet. So then, min haTorah, according to everybody, you burn this chametz on Yontif itself. According to Tosfos, even if you did bittul, you can really burn the chametz. It's just a problem technically of muktzah, which is a derech. According to the Ran, if you personally didn't do bittul, so then, yeah, of course you burn the chametz with derech. So, b'ein lefi tatei lefi Ran, there's nothing wrong with burning chametz on Yontif, which is exactly what Angamar says. As Agamar said, the only reason Rabbi Akiva prohibited under all circumstances burning chametz and yontif was because Rabbi Akiva was holding like Beshamai. But l'didon that we accept a tzilos b'toch, bein lefi Taisus, bein lefi Aran, there's nothing wrong with burning chametz and yontif. So that's good for us. That means the Rishon were in sync with Agamar.
Why would you say that just because of muktzah you should not burn the chametz?
Yes, that's what Tosfos said.
It's a derabbanan, but it's...
It's causing you to violate a deraisa now.
No, but I mean, it's meaning Why don't we say you keep the, no, you have to keep the rabbanan in order.
Okay. So that's already low. So that part of the sugya, we may have to wait till we get the davar for. Because that's a whole nother dimension of the sugya.
It's not an active thing.
Right, okay. Oh, you're right, Shev. That's a whole topic in of itself. Okay, so we're just trying to extract just the part that's relevant for us right now. So hopefully that tomorrow we'll see there was a third approach to the sugya on the Zayin and Aleph and Maseches Ksubos, which is going to throw a serious curveball at us, in terms of understanding what's going on between the sugya in Psachim, our sugya in Psachim, and the sugya in Psachim and Avav, and to see the whole another approach. So tells them they're out of both okay. Different, but both in sync with the Gemara. There's going to be a third approach mentioned hopefully tomorrow that we'll see, which is going to throw a very, very significant problem into how to understand Mishnah and Gemara. Okay, much up to the whole thing.